Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Dan at Arms.
Dina.
And I'm Lord Killinator.
Killinator?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
It's new. You don't know about it. Thought you knew everything about Masters.
No. I didn't know that.
No.
You got me there.
This
thing obstructs my view just a little bit.
And you look silly.
You like? No, this is my awesome, authentic Man-at-Arms helmet.
That or you're especially handicapped. And you need to protect your head.
No, man. That guy that came in the store this week said it was a Man-at-Arms helmet.
That's true. This was authenticated.
I believe him.
Through the Power and Honor Foundation catalog.
Yes.
Clearly.
Oh, and it even says it inside, too.
Yeah, it says... Caution, this helmet is not a safety protective device.
What?
Made by Placo Toys. Definitely means it's Man-at-Arms helmet.
He's reckless. He don't play by the rules.
He doesn't play by the rules.
That doesn't save your head?
So? I wear it for fashion sense. Come on, Adam.
I hope everybody can hear the crunch, too.
What are you crunching on? Frankenberry. The clearance, after Halloween clearance Frankenberry.
I went to Toys R Us last night to try to find some extra clearance Halloween stuff. And sadly, no.
No, we didn't see anything when we were there either. There was like no Halloween stuff.
They had some Halloween stuff, but you had to go. I took everything through the price scanner because the lady told us had everything was 75% off. And I was like, cool. Went and scanned some of the candy. It was full price, some of the candy.
It's because they trick you, man. Some of that's like candy that they have all the time, and they just throw it over there at the Halloween stuff.
Wow. They are very skimmless.
Yep. We bought a couple bags of candy from Target for like 25%
off. No, they were 50.
50% off? 50% off. We bought like a big bag of sour Skittles and a bag that was like Reese's and Almond Joy.
So you gotta wait, because it's gonna get down to like 75, 90% here soon.
Yeah, but there's not gonna be anything left.
There was already
totally, like... threw everything in carts in the front and got rid of it. Last year, they had that sitting there for like 2 months, man. You go back there and pay 2 cents, 5 cents, 10
really?
Cents. They just want to get rid of it this year. It's really sad. They're going to make way for Christmas, I guess.
Yeah, because it's all, everything that was in that aisle is Christmas now.
Yeah, dude. Have you seen their huge Christmas section already?
I couldn't believe
how, like, they've expanded the toy section. So toys, like, expands out way bigger than it usually does, because they've got, like, this whole, like,
it's
Christmas toys...
Toyland.
Yeah, Christmas Toyland set up at Walmart.
It's really weird. I've seen that one.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet. What about the Thanksgiving stuff?
That's normal for this time of year.
I know it is.
So what are we doing
Thanks,
for Black Friday?
Thanks, retail.
Target.
I don't know. Usually...
You guys going to go to Toys R Us?
Usually I go to Target.
No.
What?
I don't want to die.
It's fun. Every year, something amazing happens. It's actually the funnest thing I do every Black Friday is go to Toys R Us.
Do you ever go for anything specific, or do you just go to watch the people act crazy?
No, I mean, I go and grab stuff for my daughter, but it's like, I don't have anything specific. I just walk the track and pick up random things.
So do you like, when you're waiting in line with people, are you like, yeah, what are you in line for? What's the special today? All right, I'm going to go get that, too.
Well, last year it sucked because I was in the line by myself, and I was outside for like 2 hours just sitting there like,
ugh.
But... it was way more organized this or last year than it was previously.
Well, because there was a midnight sale, and there was, like, what, a 6 o'clock sale or something
like
that?
Yeah, they put,
like,
2 o'clock sale. They, like, spaced it out, but basically you could buy anything you wanted as soon as you got in there at midnight. So I don't even know why I even said that. It must have been, like, some kind of legal thing they had to do. Oh, look, we got
Well, some of the sales don't start till 6 o'clock.
Right, but they were still on sale.
Yeah, but they were still on sale, but not for the sale price.
No, they were.
Really?
Yeah, they totally screwed that up last year.
Oh. What? Toys R Us screw something up? That doesn't sound right.
But when did they do that? I was there last night, and they were preparing for Modern Warfare 3 release.
Oh, jeez.
And they had 11 registers prepared for it, and they had a pallet of just the copies of the game ready to go. I don't think they did a midnight release. I'm not sure. But they were, like, loading up the registers. They had, like, they were carrying, like, stacks of the drawers mm-hmm. to, like, various departments.
Right.
Getting ready to get crazy.
That's funny. Yeah. I heard a lot of people were waiting in line for that game last night.
I saw people at GameStop at 8 o'clock, like 50 of them at least.
Waiting for midnight?
That's ridiculous.
Just because they wanted to be the first people to get home and get online and play that. Because mm-hmm. I guarantee you can walk into any store today, right now, and buy that game. It's not like it's going to be like sold out for weeks afterwards. It's just they had to wait that long to get that game so they could be the first ones at home online playing it.
Yep.
Well,
I'm not much of an online gamer, so I guess that's just over my head.
Because people are insane about that game.
Well, yeah. I don't get anybody that's got to wait until line from 8 o'clock to midnight.
First of all, you're a Harry Potter Twilight.
So.
And you will be there at midnight.
Probably no, because I will be in Jamaica when it comes out.
But you would be.
Oh, Jamaica man!
You'd be trying to like steal some Jamaican cable to get on there.
Jamaican cable.
They call the movie theater.
Actually never been to a midnight showing of Twilight.
What about Harry Potter?
Yeah, we've
been. Yes, we have done that.
Okay, whatever. Same thing.
Wait from 8 o'clock till midnight.
I do. I like midnight showings of movies. I'll tell you what, though. I did, when Star Wars Episode 1 came out, I totally waited in a really long line, like, all day long. Did you go see that movie?
And then Jar Jar Binks came and changed
the look. No, yeah. And
didn't you miss school to do that, too?
We left school early that day to go get in line to buy the tickets. And that was, like, a lot of fun, though. That was, like, a crazy experience. But, yeah, Episode 1 blinded everybody at first. Because everybody saw that movie and everybody came out of it going, that was amazing. And then when all the Star Wars, you know, new Star Wars excitement died down, we kind of watched it again and reevaluated it and went, Maybe this wasn't really that good. I don't know. That's what happened with Episode 1. I think a lot of people did the same thing. Because we were sure excited about it when it came out. And now it's coming out again in theaters in 3D. Are you excited?
Yay.
Yep, yep, yay.
You know, here's the problem with that. They're releasing Episode 1 in theaters in 3D, and I think they're basing like sales of that movie on if they're going to release all the rest of them in 3D. So they're forcing people to have to go see Episode 1.
Well, because isn't that like the worst of them all? I like it, but
I don't like. Yeah, a lot of people feel that's the worst one.
They should have to go back and reshoot it under a different director.
Well.
Yeah. It is not bad.
Well, no, just so they can get somebody else's take on Star Wars, you know, like Eli.
There's
Roth,
good parts of that movie, like
Jar Jar Binks.
No, the lightsaber fight at the end is still awesome. I love the three-way lightsaber fight. That's sweet. Rick said that on the Blu-ray version, they cut a lot of the Jar Jar stuff out. I haven't seen the Blu-ray versions yet, but he said there's a lot of Jar Jar scenes missing now. So that's kind of funny. I wonder if that's the version that'll be in the theaters.
Rick is an untrustworthy individual, so I don't know why you'd believe.
I don't. Yeah. Well, I guess I haven't verified that, so I don't know if it's
now
true.
Now you're speaking word on the street via Rick. You know, well, word on the street according to Rick, and that already sounds bad. That already sounds like a lie.
As soon as I say that, yeah. I was talking to Jonathan, the other day from the Entertainment Center podcast. And
is he known as Jonathan?
Yes. Thank you for paying attention to our website. That is his name.
I know it's and his name.
And I was talking to him about the Star Wars releases the other day, and he thinks, because he works at the theater and he's real big into the movie thing, he thinks that Episode 4, when it gets released in 3D in the theaters, has potential to become the highest grossing film of all time again. He thinks Episode 4 is going to beat records. Because it's the technical first movie and one of the most popular. Yeah. And it's when the original trilogy hits the theaters, that's what's going to bring all the fans out to the theaters to actually see it. Like, but the prequels will probably do good, but when the original trilogy hits the theaters, they're going to do... They're going to stomp the prequels, I guarantee it.
But three is awesome.
Episode 3 is good. I liked episode 3. Episode 5 is my favorite.
And New Hope.
I think all of the original trilogy is better than the prequel trilogy.
Word.
I don't agree.
That's just fact.
It is fact.
That's because you weren't born. You weren't around.
You just never saw Star Wars until the prequels. That was your introduction to it.
Yeah.
And that's totally wrong, because that's like your dad's Star Wars, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch my dad's Star Wars. I want to watch my Star Wars. And that's why you can't get over it. It looks old and dumb to you. Comparison to the newer ones, which are supposed to be the older ones, they actually look way more amazing.
Yoda's a puppet!
Well, he was in episode 1 also.
That's a terrible thing to say.
He was?
You're a puppet.
Yes. And
well,
also,
at least he looks better.
Also, puppet Yoda looks 1,000 times better than CGI Yoda. Are you kidding me?
Agree.
Yes, he does.
I don't agree at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Star Wars podcast. My name is Mandalorian 30.
This is the Fett.
This is Boba Fett, sitting on the microphone. We're talking all Star Wars all the time. We are the best Star Wars podcast in Springfield, Illinois.
I'm Darth Killen.
See what I did there?
I know what you did.
I'm just kidding.
You don't even like Star Wars.
What? Oh, look, it's not like Star Wars is Transformers or anything. Come on.
You know, honestly, I'd give up on Star Wars. I'm done with it.
You know what? I love Star Wars. I really do.
You've given up on it.
I'm done with it.
I am pretty much over collecting Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Except for like a few. Every now and then I walk through the aisles and I go, oh, that's cool. Like the other day we were at Target and they had, Target's got an exclusive Tauntaun set right now. And it comes in, like, the vintage Star Wars box. And I really like that. And I was like, oh, I kind of want to buy this. But I haven't bought Star Wars toys. I mean, aside from, like, the Kotobukiya statues, which are awesome, I haven't really picked up anything Star Wars in so long.
I've totally abandoned Lego Star Wars completely.
Really?
Yeah. I keep going down the aisle. Like, it's the only thing new now is Lego Star Wars. And they keep putting new stuff out. But I'm like, I just don't even care anymore about it.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to actually sell all my Star Wars Legos.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You'll make some money.
I'm totally just
Isn't that, like, one of the biggest Lego things, though? I mean, I know, like, Ninjago's big, but isn't I would say
Ninjago right now is probably the biggest.
The biggest?
I think Lego Star Wars is just, they're re-releasing the same stuff over and over and over.
I mean, there's only so much you can do with it, right? Well, it feels like. That's what I feel like with the toy line, too, you know? I'm like... I don't even have any of my Star Wars figures out on display right now. The only Star Wars stuff I have on display in my toy room is my statues.
Which is surprising, because when we met, that's all you had.
That's the only thing I had on display when we met, yep. I had everything else packed up and just my Star Wars stuff out.
That's false advertising.
Now it's backwards.
You're like, oh.
It's all He-Man.
She was all like, oh, he's not that bad. He's only got a couple little statues. Little did she know.
I just didn't have room. I didn't have anywhere to put everything.
Yeah, you were...
They were all in the closet. Posing. But no, because
as soon as I
moved into a place where I had more room, the He-Man stuff came out, right?
Yeah, that whole wall.
That whole because my whole wall turned into He-Man figures. I had He-Man, and
she was like, "What's He-Man?"
Star Wars. It was all Star Wars. The glass case was Star Wars, and the rest of the wall shelves were He-Man. So,
but that is right.
That shows your priority.
Yep.
You put Star Wars under glass.
But it was a much smaller case. The He-Man.
This
apartment that I moved into had. My bedroom had shelving built into the walls in my bedroom. So this one whole wall was like four shelves built in, and it was, I just put He-Man on all of it.
It looked like it used to be the bar area. So like there was shot glasses maybe on them.
Yeah, it was a bar converted into a bedroom. It was a really weird place that we moved into.
Moral of the story is. You started releasing your toys all over Christina. Who was already in love by then, so it's too late for her.
That's how you do it, man. Look, when you're out trying to find a girl, you gotta kinda, you know, don't just throw it out there.
You leave a couple of key pieces so you can judge her reaction.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of a nerd. I got this Darth Vader figure, you know, no big deal.
And if she goes, and then, if she looks at it and goes, oh, Yoda, you're like, yeah. But she goes, what is that guy? Then you're like,
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna have to hide my toys a
little
longer.
So then you start, yeah,
no,
yeah.
Not
you start,
how that went
you start
by
bringing
all.
Them out just a little bit. Little,
He's
little
like,
by
oh,
little.
This is this name and this name, and oh, this guy was in this part of the movie at this time in
what
this
trying,
specific
what?
Place.
What are you trying to do? You trying
You're
to ruin?
Nerd.
You trying to ruin my street cred?
You're, it was already
ruined. It was already.
He was just giving you education.
Yeah. I just knew about it. Didn't
Took
mean
you
I
to
was
school.
Didn't mean I was a nerd.
He made me stay awake through every single one of the movies.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yes. I did you a favor.
You're welcome.
I did you a
not
favor.
Through, not
welcome
four
to the real
five,
world.
You did.
Listen, don't say things like that. Look, you're going to make these people out here really, they're all going to stop watching with you dogging
many,
on Star
how
Wars
many
or
Disney
trilogy.
Movies did he have to watch
he
for
likes
you?
Disney.
Whoa.
I do.
That's
like
harsh.
I like it.
He's the one that got me to go to Disney World for the first time.
Yeah, Disney World.
And he's the one who made you watch Little Mermaid 7 times in a row, right?
No, I already had that with myself.
But he was happy you did.
It was me that told him that there was a number 2 Little Mermaid. And
blew his mind.
Blew, yeah. What? There was a sequel? That was my mind. It was blowing.
I
had no idea.
I liked 1, 2, 3, and 6.
Are you talking about
Star Wars
again? So you like Return of the Jedi? Why do you like Return of the Jedi so much?
Is that number 6?
Yeah.
The action.
The action?
Okay,
specifically
so she
what
loves
action?
Action.
She does
you
love
action.
You can't
give me the specifics. You can't
well,
do this.
Well, okay. I just don't understand. How can you not like episode 5 then?
I don't know.
There's plenty of action.
There was 2 Chewbaccas.
What?
2 Chewbaccas?
What?
They built another Death Star? 3? Didn't we do this last week?
Yeah.
3 and 6 were my favorite.
3 and 6?
3 and then 6.
Well, that's... I accept that. I accept that. Thank At you. Least one's not in there. And 3 is good. I like 3 a lot. I do like 3 a lot.
It goes... 3, 6...
5, 4, and then it stops.
1.
Good answer. Good answer.
And then
the
4 and 5, everywhere you
like,
want to put it.
Yeah, she likes the Ewoks.
I do like the Ewoks.
Why? She's a chick. Why wouldn't she like the Ewoks?
They're cute.
I like Ewoks, too. I don't have anything against Ewoks.
I do.
Are dogs an Ewok?
You know,
they're rebel scum.
They are rebel scum. And their eyes move now. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make you like them more?
I'm for the Empire, man. They gotta go.
Oh.
Rebel scum needs to be destroyed.
Dude, your stormtroopers just got mashed by some stupid little Ewoks. They didn't even know.
No, what happened was they were bamboozled and then thinking they were Chia Pets. And
that blew their mind.
And they didn't know what to do. They're like, why is this little dog attacking me? And they freaked out. So,
sounds good.
And then they were like, Bazinga!
Bazinga.
It's more like Topanga.
Topanga.
But something.
2 Chewbaccas! Alright. Alright, so now that we are 17 minutes in, I'd like to welcome everybody to our weekly podcast, which is a discussion of toys and action figures, and as you can tell, lots of general nonsense mixed in with it.
And a lot of picking on Stina.
When?
Always.
When?
Always.
When? Come on, it's not like your Ding Dong Rick.
That's true.
It's Butterfinger Rick now.
Butterfinger Rick.
Oh, yeah. Don't lay no fingers on her Butterfinger.
Hey, he's not even here this week to, like, get his new names. So
good,
well,
he gets to stick with whatever name
well,
I get.
We'll check the forms. And see
yeah, we'll check
good.
See what we got on here. I have a feeling there's
Did
a few.
Did you see the end of the video last
yeah,
week?
Yeah, with that awesome picture of his face.
I had, like 15 seconds of dead space. So I was like... And I was looking through my files, and I saw his picture. I was like, yep.
Did he even see that?
I don't think so.
I was just like, I cracked up, dude. I was like, that is so awesome. all right. So for those of you out there who are listening, we also have a video version of this podcast available on YouTube, which you can find embedded on the front page of popculturenetwork.com and itfigurespodcast.com. Please also head on over to YouTube to subscribe to our official channel at youtube.com/popculturenetwork. We really would appreciate your subscriptions, and if you enjoy the videos, please hit that like button. Every little bit will help us out. And please spread the word.
tweet us, Facebook us.
Yes, please. We are on Twitter at PopCultureNet. We are also on Facebook. Just do a search for Pop Culture Network, and you should find all of our social media awesomeness. Please.
Feel free to embed our video on your website. I don't know.
Yes.
Do whatever you can do.
Anything you can do. Please, please, spread the word. We especially want to get more and more YouTube subscribers, so if you can just send some people our way, we would greatly appreciate that. If you would prefer to listen to the audio version of this podcast, you can also find that right there on itfigurespodcast.com, along with all of the previous weeks available. All of the MP3s are available right there for download, or you can just listen on the embedded player on the website, whichever you guys prefer to do.
And then please note that YouTube does have closed caption for the hearing impaired. It usually works really good. All you have to do is click the little...
It is incredibly accurate.
And you'll totally understand everything we're saying. No questions. Have you ever tried that?
I have.
It does not work even a little bit.
It is hilarious. All right, let's go ahead and get into a little bit of toy news for the week. All right, so first up, I thought this story was kind of interesting only because when Stina and I were going through the stores the other night, we were just talking about how Walmart's got all their Christmas stuff out already. They had a huge pallet for Cabbage Patch Kids.
Really?
And they were awesome too.
And they look
style?
Yes, they look exactly like they did when we were kids. They're in the same yellow boxes. So I was like, oh, well, they're pushing Cabbage Patch Kids again. And then I ran across this news story today, which kind of cracked me up. And not the reason for it. Okay, so first of all, Jax Pacific is releasing these Cabbage Patch Kids to help raise funds for the Children's Action Network. So this is like a charity kind of thing, which is kind of cool. But what they're doing is they're releasing these celebrity Cabbage Patch Kids. So these Cabbage Patch Kids that look like specific celebrities. The celebrities include Steven Tyler, Al Roker, Katherine Heigl, Kristen Chenoweth, and Raven Simone. They're all recreated as one-of-a-kind Cabbage Patch Kids that will be auctioned off on eBay starting today, with all proceeds benefiting the Children's Action Network. It's a national adoption awareness organization dedicated to finding homes for children in the U.S. who are in foster care.
Al Roker, really?
So, yes.
Who's Kristen?
Kristen Chenoweth, she's, you know who she is. She was in Pushing Daisy. She was the blonde. She's been in Glee a couple times.
Oh, I love that girl.
She's pretty awesome. So these things are the creepiest looking things in the world, I must say.
That's not bad.
No, I was looking at them and I was just like, why are these Cabbage Patch Kids so creepy? And then I realized that they were like celebrity ones. No, dude. Look at the Al Roker one with these giant like buck teeth sticking out of his face.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I guess that one's Katherine Heigl.
Probably.
That looks like Christina Aguilera.
It's a big red dress.
Hey, go back.
There's the Kristen Chenoweth.
They've got heels on.
I know. Oh, man.
Terrible.
Look at the nose.
The faces just look so creepy on these. They don't... Okay, Cabbage Patch Kids.
I know what it is. Have you seen that...
Look at Raven.
That one doesn't look bad.
Have you seen the annoying orange videos on YouTube?
The annoying orange.
That's what the face.
That is totally what their faces look like. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So Cabbage Patch Kids. Let's face it. They're already pretty ugly, right?
No, they're not. They're cute.
They have no value.
They're pretty ugly, and these right here are just like, I don't know. I don't like these. I'm sure they'll fetch a good amount of money, though. I guarantee it.
Only for what they are, charity-wise.
Yeah, they're for charity. There's only they're one of a kind, so they're going to go for a lot of money. But
it's a flip-flop. She's got flip-flops.
Well, they're not. They're like she's wearing heels, but they're like fancy.
Yeah, I was like, what is that?
Oh, lingerie.
Yeah. Sexy lingerie on the Cabbage Patch Kid. I don't know.
This is terrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're
I don't
not
like them.
That, but they're not that creepy.
There's no place. You know what? You know what? Cabbage Patch Kids are like old Beanie Babies. That's all they are. They were hot for a hot minute.
Yeah, dude.
And they have zero retail value anymore. And they're going to bring them back. They still sell Beanie Babies in larger markets, but it's like, who really is buying them? You buy them for your girlfriend, like on Valentine's Day with some flowers. That's it. Or you give them to your little kids.
They were super popular for that 1 year in the 80s. They were just the hit thing
was
for
it,
that Christmas.
Was it the 80s?
Yeah.
It was the 90s.
The Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh, the beanies were 90s.
The beanies were the 90s. The Cabbage Patch Kids were the 80s.
But it's the same concept. It was like everybody was wild and crazy about them. And then
yeah.
You had one?
I did have one. every kid had one in the 80s because they were super popular that year, so every parent went out and bought one, regardless of who their kid was.
It was a Tickle Me Elmo over there.
Yeah, absolutely it was. Yep. Yep, yep.
I had a whole bunch of them.
Really?
And one that you could braid its hair and it would stay that way and curl it and came
the
with a crimp, curl.
The crimping ones.
Yeah, I had the crimping
ones. Weird that I remember that, but I remember the commercials for them.
Yeah, real weird that you remember that. I wonder why.
I had one with a pacifier in its
mouth. Love me the crimping Cabbage Patch Kids.
I think I still have them, too. Somewhere in the attic, I think.
All right. Well, if you guys are interested in checking these out or maybe possibly bidding to help benefit the CAN, you can check them out at cpkauctionforcharity.com. Like I said, these all went on sale on the 17th of November, so they're available right now. So might at least be worth to just kind of watch and see how expensive they get.
I wonder why they chose those four specific ones.
Speaking of like vintage toys like that, I'm looking for a Speak and Spell.
A Speak and Spell?
I haven't seen one since.
Really?
Since, you know, the 80s. I haven't seen a Speak and Spell.
Is that that thing that you type it and then it speaks whichever type?
Yeah, Speak and Spell. I haven't seen one. I'm really concerned about that for some reason. I'm going to throw that out there. If you got one, let me know.
All right, next up in the news, we got some new reveals in the G.I. Joe Collectors Club subscription. Figure number 8 and 9 have been revealed. So figure number 8 has been revealed to be Barrel Roll.
I'm okay with that one.
And figure number 9 has been revealed to be the bomb disposal expert known as Theodore N. Thomas, a.k.a. TNT.
Yeah, I'm not okay with
that. He is very bright. Bright blue and bright yellow.
His helmet needs to be a different color.
So, I don't know. He does totally have that like 90s G.I. Joe thing going on with those bright colors. So, just as a roll call, here's the 9 figures that they revealed so far out of the 13. It's Quarrel, Cobra Dice, Nanobat, Grunt in the tan outfit, Topside, Iron Claw, Jinx, and then now Barrel Roll and Theodore and Thomas. So again, this is part of the G.I. Joe subscription that will be going into effect for the next year. You have to be a member of the G.I. Joe Collectors Club in order to get in on this subscription. They still have not revealed official pricing or anything like that. So our friend Commander-in-Chief on the forum, who always kind of helps us out with the G.I. Joe stuff and chimes in, did have, something about the new thing he posted on the forums. He hadn't said anything about the 9th figure yet, because that actually just became available today, but he did post about the 8th figure. He says, Barrel Roll is boring. I'm totally underwhelmed. He looks like the club got access to some newer tooling than we originally anticipated, but the brown and tan is bland. Out of the 8, this is the solid 7th. So he does not like him.
Harsh.
Yeah, he does not like Barrel Roll.
I like his design. It's true, I don't like the color.
The color, the tan?
Yeah, tan just looks terrible. There's so many things you could do.
That's 2 figures now on this subscription that have a tan outfit on. But he thinks the figure's got some new tooling based on... I don't know, I wonder if some of the tooling's used on some of the newer stuff. Like,
it would have to be. The back piecing looks...
Yeah, he looks like he's got a lot more going on with him than some of the other guys, but... I don't know. There's your update on G.I. Joe for the week. All right, moving on, the last little bit of news we've got for today, both come from Mattel. Oh, so here we go. Yep. They dropped two bombs on us this week. First up, they finally announced the November 15th sales, the items that will be going on sale on MattyCollector.com on the 15th of this month. They're a little behind. They are getting worse and worse about updating Matty Collector, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed, but like... Well, it's so outdated. Every time you go to it, it's like it still has last month's stuff on the front page. And
well, you know.
But they finally updated it today.
They got some issues going on over there for sure.
Apparently. All right, so here's what's going on sale on the 15th on Matty Collector. Masters Classic Snout Spout, Masters Classic Swiftwind. Both of those are part of the subscription. Then there's also the Masters Classics Bubble Power She-Ra, a.k.a. She-Ra 2.0, which is not part of the subscription. Which means everybody's going to be on Maddie that day, which means Maddie's going to bomb out, for sure.
Great screen attack.
Also, there will be the Justice League Unlimited 7-pack, which includes Gypsy, Crimson Adventure, Johnny Thunder, Thunderbolt, Dr. Midnight, Speedy, and the Creeper. And then all of DC Universe Classics Wave 18 is going on sale. On
By the way, if you really want those, you just buy them from us.
Yep. Toyman, Black Vulcan, Samurai, El Dorado, Captain Boomerang, and Bronze Tiger. We have those all in stock at the Pop Culture Network store right now. So, but they're also going up on Maddie on that day. They did also note that for subscribers of Club Eternia, your Snout Spout will be coming packaged with your special bonus sticker sheet. This is the thing they told us about way back in February at Toy Fair, where all the subscribers are going to get a sheet that's got, like, extra Snake Men logo stickers, Princess of Power stickers, Powers of Grayskull stickers, so that if you want to, you can stick them on your packaging of figures that did not originally come with the stickers.
You know what I did with my other stickers?
What?
I don't know. Disappeared.
You don't know what you did with them?
Somebody stole them.
You had a stack of them in here somewhere.
In, like, the maps. I don't care about that stuff. I don't want that. I want the figures.
Hmm.
Do me a favor. Give me some new figures and all this extra weird crap.
I don't know what I'm going to do with my sticker sheet yet. Maybe I'll just stick it all over my laptop. Yep. Yeah, stick it all over my laptop. All right, so then they say, hang on, we are not done yet. So they're also putting up all six, or I guess six of their fan favorite DC retro action figures back on sale that day. So Shazam, Black Adam, Martian Manhunter, Darkseid, Superman, and Batman retro action will all be back on sale on the 15th. Now, they are also starting a new sale. You remember they just recently ended their Ghostbusters sale. Now they're doing a Justice League Unlimited blowout sale. So from November 15th through the 28th,
wow,
they will be relisting the Justice League Unlimited Darkseid and Calibak 2-pack for $12. The Justice League Parademon 2-pack for $12. The JLU Flash, Green Lantern, and Hawkman set for $10. The Adam Strange, Animal Man, and Starman set for $10. And the JLU Stripe for $10. All of these are practically half off now.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, they are also doing a massive sale on the 4-packs, all of which were previously Maddie Collector exclusives. Now, the way they're doing this is it looks like they didn't want to get rid of a lot of them. So there's no discount unless you buy multiples of these. So here's how this works. First of all, here's the packs that they're putting up. The Shazam Family 4-pack, the Legion of Superheroes 4-pack, the Gotham City Criminals 4-pack, which was like one of Maddie Collector's very first exclusives, by the way, the Justice Guild 4-pack, and the Doom Patrol 4-pack, all right? So they're putting all of those back up for sale. Cost on those is $30 a piece, unless you buy them in multiple quantities. So, if you buy 10 packs, they will only be $12 each. If you buy 20 packs, they will be $10 each. And if you buy 30 packs, they will be $8 each. So they're really trying to unload these. The more you buy, the bigger discount you get on them. If you buy them individually, they're $30, which is the full normal price on them.
If so, I bought those to sell in the store, we would have them next year.
Yeah, they won't sell. But you can tell they're trying to appeal to retailers with this sale, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, there you go. I mean, if you Justice League Unlimited fans out there, you know, it looks like they're trying to get rid of the last of their stock because that line is over with now. So if there's any figures that you missed out on that were exclusive to Maddie Collector, this is your time. You better jump on it because I'm sure once they're gone forever. Makes me wonder how many they have left of each of these. Because the Ghostbusters lasted all the way to the end of the sale, and they never sold out.
And the deal got better towards the last day, so...
So these might get cheaper, too. Hey, that might be something. Maybe you guys might want to hold out until closer to the 28th. Maybe they'll get cheaper and cheaper as the date goes on, like the Ghostbusters stuff did. All right, last bit from Maddie. They announced the first wave of DC Universe All-Stars. Now, what is All-Stars? As you guys know, Wave 20 is the last retail wave of DC Universe Classics. After Wave 20, they're going strictly to the subscription service, but they are rebranding a new retail line that they're calling DC Universe All-Stars. Now, originally, we kind of thought that this was going to be nothing but like reissues, like just the main characters and over again, but apparently we've been proven wrong. Because this first wave that's been announced... they note on here, as you know, DC Universe Classics line is finishing up at retail with Wave 20, which includes the Fan Choice Necron Collect and Connect. Following Wave 20, we'll introduce a completely new DC Universe 6-inch line at retail called DC Universe All-Stars. This is designed especially to complement the DC Universe Club Infinite Earths figures subscription, And this new line will blow your collector mind. So, here's the list of figures being released. First up is Larfleeze, who is an orange lantern. Superboy Prime, which is a Superboy complete with anti-monitor armor.
That's interesting.
Flashpoint Plastic Man. So it's Plastic Man wearing his costume as seen in the recent Flashpoint series.
Oh, Johnny Cage.
Wow. And finally, Batman Beyond, which I'm... they've already released Batman Beyond in DC Universe Classics. And this doesn't say anything about...
He looks like he's lightly colored gray than black.
Yeah, I don't know if he's any different than the other release or not. I can't tell from the one photo they've posted. So, looks like it's only four figures per wave. And that's the first four figures they revealed. So, I was kind of surprised.
That's really weird. Why would they do that?
So now we've got a subscription, and we've got this new line, which looks like it's pretty much just the same thing as the other line.
Yeah, so it looks like they just renamed it and lied to us.
They renamed it, they took away the Collect and Connects. I didn't know if maybe it was, like, mostly just retooled parts, except for the heads, so it's cheaper to produce, and they're putting more of, like, the unique sculpts in the subscription or something. I don't know. I can tell you that I'm not interested in any of these figures.
Nope.
But, again,
interesting.
I'm a casual DC fan, so maybe some of you out there are excited for these. The Superboy wearing the anti-monitor armor is kind of the most... interesting looking to me, I'd say. That's kind of neat. I don't like Flashpoint Plastic Man. I don't like that
Johnny
costume.
Cage, no,
I don't like the Johnny Cage figure. I don't know.
He looks like it.
And Batman Beyond, I've already got the DC Classics version. So.
Actually, it looks like a mix between Arnold Schwarzenegger as a Terminator and Elvis.
Yes. Elvis Terminator. Elvis Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You're... Hey there. I'll be back.
I'll be back, pretty mama. Alright, so DC Universe All-Stars is scheduled to begin in 2012. Doesn't say an exact date, just says we'll start at retail in 2012. So, there you go. I guess we are still getting plenty of DC Universe for anybody out there that collects that stuff. There's still going to be plenty to buy. A subscription and a retail line. Aye, aye, aye.
Hey,
aye, aye. Alright, that's going to wrap up the toy news. So let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will hit up the fan corner and answer some questions. So we'll be right back.
Friends, Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
According to legend, little folk know, Hills is where the toys are.
Hills Toy Layaway, just 10% down, a small service charge. Lays away toys, little and large. Hundreds of toys, express layaway too. So layaway is even easier for you. Remember, Hills Toy Layaway. One reason they're different and why they say...
Hills is where the toys are.
At low prices every day.
Are you a fan of Mattel's Masters of the Universe toy line? How about Princess of Power? New Adventures of He-Man? or 2000X Masters of the Universe. Hey guys, I'm Pixel Dan, and my new show, Power and Honor, the World of Masters of the Universe Toys, takes a look at all of the above-mentioned lines. In every episode, I'll take a look at a different action figure, vehicle, or playset from the world of He-Man. It's a great place where you can reminisce about your favorite toys from the past or even learn some things that you may not have already known. A new episode airs bi-weekly on He-Man.org and PopCultureNetwork.com. Swing by and check it out. Good journey.
Over Cobra. It's the awesome G.I. Joe headquarters. So massive it holds over 50 Joe figures with searchlight, 3 missile launchers, 8 electronic sounds, and removable rapid fire gun. But Cobra strikes the headquarters battle targets and triggers a jailbreak.
Destro's escaping!
Blast the tower and it crashes down. G.I. Joe headquarters with electronic sounds, rapid fire gun, and blast action targets. Figures sold separately.
I believe the expression is, put up your duke's sticker.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bates, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
Thunder, 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 thunder.
Introducing evil mutant warriors, Ratero, Soldier Man, Croon the Destroyer, battle against Lion-O and the new Thundercat allies, Hatchiman, Snowman, Tuska Warrior, the battle is on for the Sword of Omen.
Thunder, 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 thunder.
Figures and vehicles each sold separately from LJF.
Welcome back from the break. All right. It's that time again. It's everybody's favorite part of the show. It's the Fan Corner. Christina, do the Fan Corner dance. Yeah! Fan Corner Dance.
Broke a million hearts.
Easily. Alright, first question comes from Chatto2, who asks, have you guys ever hit a figure in a store to buy later?
Good That's question. A very BG move. How dare you, sir?
I haven't done that in so long. When I was younger... Actually, I think the last time I specifically remember doing it is when the Episode 1 toys were out. I would definitely grab some, like, I'd go into the store and I'd look for specific figures at Toys R Us, and I'd find the ones I want, and I'd run over to, like, the area with the stuffed animals, and I'd stuff them back behind all the stuffed animals. They would always be there when I came back. Always.
Somebody
wasn't facing the stuffed animals.
I've never done it for myself, but I've been in places and called somebody and been like, hey, you want these? And then hit them somewhere, and then, like, gave them the treasure map to the location.
Mm. Somebody's done that for me before, too.
But I've never actually done it for myself, but I have done it for people, for sure.
Have you ever hit anything?
Because, like, if Scotty Cash calls you and says,
no.
Hey, I want this. Don't buy it for him, man. He's no good. you gotta like, tell him where it's at.
I tried to buy him something the other day, but he already had it. Of course he did. Oh. It was an ugly Rita Repulsa figure from Bandai.
Oh, yep, of course.
Bah.
It really was bad looking.
Awful.
The face was horrible.
All right, next question is from Gamer Roxas. Roxas? All right. Where is your store located? Take this one, Killen.
Well, it is located in Springfield, Illinois. That's Springfield as in the Simpsons Springfield, and it is amazing here. It is the capital of the
Shelbyville
state of Illinois.
Is right across the street.
It is across the street. Birthplace and resting place of Abraham Lincoln. That is the president's Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, not the other one.
Not to be confused with the car guy.
Abe Lincoln. The car guy.
Yeah. Abraham Cadillac Lincoln. Don't get confused.
Hey, Lincoln!
How did the Pop Culture Network start? Basically, we all work in the store, and we have... I guess everybody was doing their own thing, and we decided to combine it all.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's we sold the story millions of times, but that's loosely based on how it started. And we're all friends. We all work together, and we're like, let's not just do one little thing here and there. Let's do a bunch of things together, make something bigger. And this is what Ta-da. This is. So there you go.
All right.
Schooled.
Schooled. All right, next question's from Lars573, who says, hey guys, this is more for Dan and intern slash skater die slash ding dong slash butterfinger slash ranchero Rick.
Ranchero, yeah.
Ranchero Rick, I like it. It's about Masters of the Universe classics and whom to buy as a casual fan, heroic warriors mostly. I've got a list for the evil warriors, and I'll buy any horde member that they make, but for heroic warriors, I'm wondering who's more the A-list or primary? Beyond, say, Man-at-Arms, Teela, Orko, and Manny Faces. I'm probably going to get the Masters vs. DC Stratos 2, but I don't want more than 10 or 12 per faction. Space limitations. Alright, so he's already got his evil warriors mapped out. He wants Skeletor, Evil-Lyn, Triclops, Beastman, Whiplash, Clawful, Trapjaw, and Too Bad when they make them. That's a pretty good assortment for the bad guys. I would say heroic warriors, aside from...
Scareglow. I'm really... hurt.
Scareglow is awesome, but if he's just trying to get, like, the main group, Scareglow wasn't really part of the main...
I know, but Scareglow is absolutely a needed figure.
Oh, he's awesome. He's definitely one of the coolest ones in the entire line, so I'll say that, too.
Anything that glows, you love.
Anything that glows, I love.
He looks like Skeletor's little cousin. Right? It's cool. I like him.
Alright, so for heroes, aside from He-Man, Man-at-Arms, Teela, Orko, Manny Faces, who else would you get? I would say Buzz Off. Was always one of the main guys. Kind of, I'm thinking also, like, you know, the 2002 series did a pretty good job of, like, putting together, like, a core Masters team, more so than, like, the Filmation series, where they were just kind of, like,
all
here and
the
there.
Place.
Yeah, here and there.
All over the place.
So, like, a lot of them haven't actually been released yet. Like, when Ram Man gets released, you have to have him with your heroes. When Mechanet gets released, you have to have him with your heroes. Aside from that, I would get a Buzz Off and a Roboto, and I'd put those with your group. And that should be a good core group to go with your Teela, Orko, Manny Faces, Man-at-Arms.
Doesn't he need a Panthro and a...
Well, Panthro is in Thundercats, so probably not.
Oops. Sorry. The cats!
I mean, Panthor and Battlecat?
I was close.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess if he wants the beasts. He didn't say anything about the beasts, though.
But...
I would say that Panthor and Battlecat are part of the core groups for sure, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
at least needs Battlecat.
Battlecat, Battlecat is He-Man's sidekick. So you gotta
well,
have
speaking
Battlecat.
Speaking of the cartoon setting up the history of, you know, the Master Universe... the 2001. I found watching She-Ra, Princess of Power gives you more insight and history about Masters and Universe in general than actually watching Masters.
Princess of Power had a lot more story. Was more story driven.
After I watched that, I understood things a lot better than I did.
Well, it's kind of one of those things too, where it was like later in the series, and they kind of knew where they were going with everything. It just so happened that well, they were on She-Ra now and not He-Man anymore.
Well, plus it filled in all the gaps about characters I didn't really understand. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, you've been watching.
Why
a lot
didn't
of,
they just do this?
You've been watching a lot of Princess of Power, haven't you?
Yeah, lately, yeah.
Yeah.
Going back, I haven't seen it since it came out. You know. I'm like, oh my god, I didn't even know that history lessons.
All right, Deadman2099 says, isn't it Bow Chicka Wow Wow Pool Boy Rick?
No, it's not.
I would insinuate that he can actually hold the Bow Chicka Wow Wow. And I don't think he's that slick. It's yeah. Not, it's more like...
Look at, she's freaking out
it's
over here.
More like,
it's Pool Boy
it's
Rick.
More like, yeah, he's got a little something going on, Rick.
He's got a little something going on, Rick. see, Rick shouldn't have canceled on us tonight.
Yeah.
He missed a bad one, man. He should be here right now.
Yeah, he does all right. Good for him. Like a high five, Rick, you know?
All right. Okay, next one's from JJB1011JJB, who says, hey, guys and gal, I got two questions. Dan, with your toy display, do you always leave it the same or do you change it up? And Lord Killen, what is the big deal with the AFA and grading? I'm just curious. No offense, my lord.
As he bows.
All right. With my collection, I do often change it, but right now I've got a pretty good set up, but I often look at it and I go, I'm kind of bored with this and I want to get this thing out now, so I do end up swapping things every now and then. So it is always evolving. It's never complete, because every time I think I've got it set up the way I like, I come back, you know, 2 weeks later, and I already hate the way it looks, and I want to change it. So
it's never perfect.
It's never
in
perfect.
His eyes.
And it never will be, probably.
Even though you've got a new basement, and get as many as you want out.
Well, I guess for the AFA, for me, it was... It's kind of like, just as an analogy, that if you collected artwork, you know, from artists to jury pictures, you could either store it on the sheets, or you can get it all framed. And for some reason, I treat toys more like pieces of art and more like, I don't ever intend to play with them or open them. I just like the way they look and, you know, the nostalgia of it all. So to me, it's framing that art, and that's why I like the AFA grading. Not only will it keep it in perfect condition, but for some reason, being in that case, it just makes it look more amazing for some reason. So, yeah, it's more framing art. That's why I like AFA grading. Now, I kind of slowed down a little bit because it is very expensive, and I got a little crazy there, and I realized how much I was spending. Yes. I was like, you know, I need to slow down. So I'm kind of just relaxing right now on it, and I'll probably get back into it. But when you have a few pieces, like if you don't have one, you should just get one piece graded, and then you can really appreciate, you know, what it is you did.
I have a graded figure.
I mean, just looking at it, and you're like, I don't see the big deal. Get one done. Take your favorite figure that you never intend of selling or getting rid of, or you never want to open, and just send it off to get graded. When it comes back, you might have a different appreciation for it.
Yeah, they do look really nice in those cases. I'll give you that for sure.
The only downside is the cost. I mean,
it's expensive.
It's expensive, but so is framing. Framing pictures is expensive.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, next question comes from CXB452. Not really a toy question per se, but have you ever considered a live podcast? Something where we would know when the podcast is being recorded and post forum questions or chime in on a discussion as it's happening. You guys seem to have a pretty good time with the podcast, and it would be fun for us to be a part of it. Just a thought. We've had that suggested to us a few times, and we've minorly talked about, you know, the idea of doing something on Ustream or something like that sometime.
We're kind of trying to build the fan base up on the show, and I think we will eventually go to that direction.
I think we should definitely at least try it. Like, I don't want to do it every week, maybe, but like a special occasion. Maybe once a month we'll have like a live show, and that'd be kind of fun, you know? I think that'd be neat.
But we have to work out like the logistics, I guess,
is the best way to say it. Yeah, we have to work out the logistics of it for sure. Okay, next question comes from Quinstar, who says, "Hey guys, I'm a cherry picker collector from England, and I'm new to the forums. Welcome to the forums!
Welcome."
He says, "I cherry pick the Masters of the Universe classics and collect movie masters. I was wondering, do you think there will ever be a 6-inch Star Wars line?"
Oh,
jeez.
Probably
not.
I don't think there will be. Not at this point. It's too successful in the scale it's in, and I think that the hardcore Star Wars collectors would probably not accept a 6-inch line. You know what I mean? They're not going to reinvest in a new scale. Now, I think that a like Star Wars Classics line would be kind of neat if they did like specific core characters in a nicely detailed 6-inch scale. I would probably like that.
And I pick like up a clear line of when they're going
to start. Yeah, like if they did like, you know, here's the main core group from original trilogy, here's a core group from prequel trilogy, and then we stop right there. You know, no going crazy with side characters, nothing like
and then
that.
Vehicles.
Just
and then,
yeah, no, you know, just give us like a nicely detailed 6-inch superposable line. I would probably be totally cool with that, and I'd probably pick a few up. But I don't think it'll happen, because I think for the most part, the hardcore Star Wars fans would totally riot if they were just like, here's a 6-inch line. They're going to be like, no, we're not. We've been buying 4-inch Star Wars figures since, you know, 1979. We're not changing.
Yeah, not only that, but they've been completely overwhelmed with merchandise.
Yeah, there's just so much.
For like 20, you know, some years. And it's like, why would you want to create another monster that could go spiral out of control?
Yeah.
And then if you're doing that, is it taking away from this? And it's a big drama problem.
I don't think it'll happen. It's kind of like it's kind of along the lines of the weird Thundercats thing, which we still don't know specifically what's happening. But you've already seen the outcry just from the possibility that we'll be going from 8-inch to 6-inch, which, by the way, still isn't confirmed. We still know nothing about that.
Well, I figured it out.
Oh, did you?
Yes. The reason why they're jumping from 8 scale back down to 6 scale is because originally they thought they were doing 6-inch scale. Problem is, with all these smartphones, people, they were downloading ruler apps, and they were like, well, this looks like about, you know, 6 inches. And the problem was, they had a terrible app, one of those, like, knockoff Chinese ones, and it was not in inches, it was kind of like in a different scale.
Knockoff Chinese app.
Yeah, yeah. So they were putting their phones up to it, and they're like, well, that looks like 6 inches. In reality, it's 8.
It was 8.
And it took a while until they reached the United States and rolled out, and people were like,
Is their phone this big?
No, well, you would take the phone, and you would stack it on top of it, and you go,
Oh, okay.
So anyways, they got out to the market. You know, obviously people were like, well, this is clearly not 6 inches. And they wrote in letters, and they called the 800 number, and then they finally got back to the R&D, and they're like, instead of admitting they were wrong, they're like, well, just repackage them and throw them back out there. And that's what they did. They chopped off about 2 inches on the thigh and slapped it back in the package and shipped it right back out.
2 inches on the thigh.
Confirmed.
And they took all those little thighs and they shredded them and they put them in playgrounds now. It's like that. Because now they're green. Like everybody's
it's
green, right?
It's that rubbery bouncy.
That is made from Thundercat toy thighs. That's what it's made from.
All right. Excellent. Well done. Okay. So the second part.
Don't thank me for the truth, okay?
All right. Second part of Quinstar's question is, with the absolute fail that was most of the Green Lantern movie masters, do you think Mattel would learn from their mistakes for the Man of Steel figures when they come out? Oh, I hope so, man. I just don't get what really went wrong there, because I liked the Batman Dark Knight movie masters quite a bit. I didn't like the movie master Green Lanterns. The scale was different. You know, they were smaller, they were skinnier, they just...
Do they release new Batman movie master figures? Because I saw one or two last night at Toys R Us that I've never seen.
Those are just leftovers. Because the Batman Dark Knight movie masters went exclusive to Matty Collector for a while, and then they released all those same figures in Toys R Us stores.
That's right.
So Toys R Us still has a few. Because I saw a Harvey Dent there the other
day. I was looking at the Walking Dead figures at Toys R Us, and they totally have the New York Comic Con exclusives on their pegs. They were the bloody covers.
Really?
And it says... Walking Dead, NYCC exclusive, and it's $19.99, and the other ones are $17.95.
Wow.
So it's $2 more expensive, but you can buy the exclusive right now at
Toys R Us.
Yep.
All right, then.
They want another exclusive.
All right, Jobber says, here's another question to rant about. Have you guys ever traded figures with other people through the mail and gotten ripped off? If so, what was it, and what did you do about it?
Nope.
I'm saying no.
Me either. I've never, fingers crossed, knock on wood, whatever, it's not happened to me. It has happened to Scott. It's too bad he's not here to tell a story about Eternia.
That would never end.
You know, before eBay got really strict on, like, protecting the buyers like they do, years ago I bought an original Xbox that was, like, somebody modified it and had it all chromed out. And it was, like, a mirror kind of effect. And I bought one and a bunch of games for, like, it must have been, like, $200. Clearly this was years ago. And, they never shipped the item, I guess, and then I had to go through the PayPal claims. Back then, if somebody took the money out of the account, PayPal would try to give you whatever they had in their account and give it back to you. Anything they didn't have, they're like, well, sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I ended up claiming back like $30, and I lost $170 on that.
Oh,
wow. Never got the item. It took me like 2 months to get that much out of them.
Oh.
It was terrible. But now that... PayPal completely protects eBay from any and all purchases. There's no way if you're buying online or if you use PayPal as a payment method that you are not completely protected. So, shouldn't be a problem anymore. But I'm sure there's a lot of horror stories
That might be a fun discussion topic for Unit Figures one day. Maybe we'll ask everybody on the forums to tell us some of their horror stories of like online shopping on eBay or something, like getting ripped off. Different from the Kmart horror stories that we already did. But that's always kind of interesting discussion topics. All right, next question comes from Gundam Warrior, who says, hey, howdy, guys. Two questions. Number one, with the Star Wars Transformers, I feel this line has been a missed opportunity. When the line was first announced, I had an awesome image in my head of Optimus Prime as the Millennium Falcon, Megatron as a Star Destroyer, Starscream as TIE Fighters, etc., etc. I really think this could have made an interesting alternate universe idea and make for some wonderful bio cards. I also found it a little self-indulgent that the ships transformed into mech versions of the Star Wars characters. Do you feel this would have improved the line, or do you think that this was never meant to be a collector's line? Well, I think you're probably right on the second part. I think they were looking more to get kids with this line than anything, but I absolutely agree with you. The idea of Star Wars Transformers sounds like a cool idea, but I hate the robot mode on those figures. They look dumb for the most part. Aside from a few choice guys, like Vader looks okay, you know, but...
Mixed license Transformers never really
they just out yeah, because the Marvel ones I didn't like either. Mm-hmm. But I think you're completely right. I think if they went your route and they were like, Optimus Prime is the Millennium Falcon, that would have been cool. That would have been really cool. Because then you would have had an awesome robot mode, and you could have turned it into the Millennium Falcon. And
but then I mean, it would have to be like a Masterpiece Edition, like very expensive toy to make it work correctly. Because
to make them still look like, well, I mean,
to make them as cool, to make them do what you wanted and have that effect, I'm assuming they would have to be of that scale, like
yeah.
that big, that nice, that expensive. I don't think they could have done it with the casual, you know, $20.
You might be right. I completely agree with you, though. I hate the robot modes on those, and that's why I never bothered to pick any of those up, even though they were Star Wars, and I was...
Yeah, I mean, transform into the vehicles, they look good, but...
The vehicles look great. I mean, because Star Wars vehicles are cool anyway, you know? And
that's generally
how
they're packaged.
But, yeah, but... Yeah, I mean, they're just completely pointless, because if, like, the ships look cool, but if I want a cool Star Wars ship, I'll just buy... a cool Star Wars ship. I don't need this Transformer version because the robot mode sucks. You know what I mean? I don't like them. I don't. So, that's a good question. I totally agree with you. Second question is, with the recent Masters of the Universe Hot Wheels out there, I really think this is some of the laziest product I've seen.
Yes.
I'm all for crossover brands, but I think that the Masters of the Universe would have benefited from seeing real Masters vehicles in Hot Wheels rather than crappy basic models slapped with bastardized He-Man art. I think this could help get He-Man back onto stores. Do you agree that this could have been handled better, or is it just the separate worlds of action figures and Hot Wheels collectors clashing?
No, I'm 100% on this one.
Oh, man. Yeah. We were just looking at those in the store the other day, and while they're kind of neat how, like, the packaging is like the green brick packaging that looks like the classics boxes, and it's got some of the cool vintage artwork on it, I really don't have a lot of interest in buying them because they're just regular cars and they're $5 a piece just because they've got a little bit of He-Man artwork on them.
And let's be honest, the card art is stock, by now, stock vintage
yeah.
artwork.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It is cool looking, but and also, yeah, you're right. The cars on them are the most basic, boring cars with just a sticker applied
yeah,
to them or
like
a simple.
The milk truck. With the Eternia box art on it.
Right.
Like, what? You know? I completely agree with you. If these were Hot Wheels versions of, like, the Attack Track and the Wind Raider and Rotan and stuff like that, oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
I would be all over those. No doubt about it. I'd be buying multiples because I would have carded versions and loose versions, and you know those things would be selling like crazy. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I think Mattel cheaped out. They saw an easy way to take two of their brands and slap them together and put them on shelves at cheap cost and sell them for $5 a piece.
And also, as just a note, the first runs of those particular cars didn't even have cars with Masters logos on them. They were just plain, random mixed cars.
Really?
And they screwed up somewhere, and they had to reship new ones that actually had, like, Masters.
You saw plain ones?
Plain cars.
Oh,
nothing
weird.
On them.
You should have bought those. Those are probably going to be worse
than
that.
That was the first time I've seen them, and I'm like, well...
What's the point
of
this?
So you're paying $4 just because it's in a Master box?
Well, yeah.
And it's just a plain car?
That's still kind of how I feel about it. I mean, like, I haven't decided if I'm even going to add those to my collection yet or not, because $5 a car is a lot of money, you know? Especially since there's so many of them. That adds up quick. If they were the, you know, normal 90 cents like the other Hot Wheels are,
yeah, for sure.
I'd buy them.
Right.
But $5 a piece for a standard car, I don't need that.
I mean, as far as toys goes, that is a cheap price point, but and it's actually, I think it's like $4.50.
I don't think it's a cheap price for a Hot Wheel, because...
But you're not going to open and play with them.
I'm not. You're right. And I know that the price is for the box and the Masters of the Universe name. That's what mm-hmm. you're paying for. That's why it's $5. But I have a problem with that, because I look to the left and I see that giant section of Hot Wheels that are the exact same kind of cars without that artwork, and they're only 98 cents. And I'm just like...
Yeah, and you know what they did better when they did the, like, the 3-4 packs they did years ago that were the Masters, like, box sets, the cars?
Yeah.
That was a way better idea, and I'm sure the price, I can't remember now, but I'm sure it was way cheaper.
They
I'd
did,
rather get
yeah.
it packs than...
They did,
But those were fully painted cars, too.
Well, they also did, in the 2002 line, they released, just in the regular Hot Wheels line, they had Masters of the Universe cars, where they were, like, just cars, but they had, like, one of them had, like, Skeletor's face on the hood, stuff like that, so... They were kind of like the Batmobile and the DeLorean now. Mm-hmm. They were part of the regular line. So mm-hmm. you just look through the pegs and, oh, here's another Masters of the Universe car, 98 mm-hmm. cents. And I bought all those.
Right.
Because they were regular Hot Wheels, and they were cheap, and they were affordable, and it was fun actually, like, digging through and
searching
hunting for them,
right.
you know? These are just, you're paying the money for the big fancy box, and
Well, that's they obviously did good because they were sold out everywhere I could see them.
Yeah,
They're now completely stocked everywhere.
Yeah, and there's like a Toys R Us exclusive box set now that's got like four or five cars in it or something. It's like $20, I think.
I haven't seen that one yet.
So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't decided if I'm even going to get on those yet. Maybe if they clearance eventually, but... I don't know, good questions from Gundam Warrior. He also adds on there, I'm sorry for flooding the forums with My Little Pony news. He says, I want to share my love for ponies, but I don't want to annoy you guys. You're not annoying us, and we appreciate that, because we need fans of all areas of the toy world on our forums, especially when we're not good at keeping up with everything. So, thank you for posting that kind of stuff. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right, Import Spider says, here's my couple of questions. This one, how did you all meet? Were you all friends beforehand, or did your paths cross because of your passion for toys? That kind of touches on what we talked about earlier, and it's been answered 1,000 times.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Yeah, I mean, it totally was just one of those things where, like, I knew someone who knew someone who knew someone, and eventually we all came together. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how it works.
And we're married.
Oh, yeah, and we're married.
You know what? We should make a special figure, like, segment where we just completely explain the story and then label it as such. And
yeah.
Then refer people to it.
Yeah. Here, this is how we did it. Right.
I think we've done this story about 4 or 5 times now.
Yeah.
Although, I wonder if it will stay the same as we tell it yet again.
All right. So, he also says, does everyone you know collect toys?
No.
Oh, does everyone you know that you collect toys? I'm curious what reactions you get from people when you tell them that you're a toy collector. Yes, everybody that I know knows that I collect them, and I mean...
Yeah, and, you know, since we do this, and we're linked to it, and, of course, we use our Facebook pages, personal pages, to, as ourselves, that everybody I know knows, even though they may or may not actually know, just because of Facebook.
Right.
So that's another thing. If you guys want to friend us on Facebook, you can go and find us, search for our names, and we're there, and... Generally, it's a way better way for us to communicate with you if you want to talk to us specifically or, you know, ask questions off-site versus using the emails a little more real-time.
Right.
And I'm sure everybody's using it.
Yeah. Everybody knows that I do, too, and everybody knows I do the website, and everybody thinks that's really cool. So I don't, you know.
It's awesome to see their reaction when they see how many toys he has.
Yeah. I think at our level, we went from just being collectors where people are like, really, you collect toys, to it's a whole new animal. Like,
yeah,
it's like you're not just collecting toys, you are living the toys. So
yeah. You
make your living through it.
This is practically like a job for me, and people think, you know, people are like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's awesome, you know? So, yeah, I mean.
So if you're not doing it for a job or you know, on a bigger scale, than like such as we are doing, then it may be a little more awkward, especially with lady folk. But,
I never had that issue.
I never.
I eased her in. Remember, here's my one.
You know, and anymore, really it's so widely accepted now. It's kind of a cool trend.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've talked about that before too. It's gone. It's not the same as it used to be because being a nerd in general is cool now. Anyway, I mean, everybody plays video games. Everybody collects something. I mean, even like a casual video game nerd probably has one or two action figures in their collection, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody does it. So it's not as bad these days or as, like, you know...
And then when you work in a store like this, you'd be surprised what kind of people walk through that door and, like, talk about toys or look at stuff and you're like, that's not somebody you would think, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you see the gangsters come in and you see all the burnout kids and then you see all the, upscale business suit people walk in. It's like everybody's
collecting. Everybody. You're right. Absolutely. Okay, last question of the day comes from Kaizel, who says, are you guys still going to do Awesome Find, or was that only for that new toy smell? Well, Awesome Find started way before that new toy smell, and we decided to go ahead and throw that in as an extra segment on that new toy smell, so it's very possible we'll still do stuff like that.
Yeah, there's no reason to end.
Yeah, there's no reason not to do those. And the only reason, like, I started doing those at one time because... The whole point in that was if I had something cool that I wanted to talk about that I didn't want to necessarily do a full-on blown-out toy review on. So as long as there's always that kind of stuff, I'm sure we'll still do Awesome Finds, you know?
Especially after we go to, like, the toy shows.
Yeah.
Which we will be going into next month.
Oh, yes. We'll definitely hit Toy Man up next month for sure. Christmas show. Mm-hmm. Sweet. All right, well, that's going to wrap up the Fan Corner questions for today. Lots of them this week. So if you guys like that we're doing them here on the podcast, we'll continue it, or maybe we can change it up and do questions one week and, like, discussion topics the next. I don't know. Give us your thoughts and opinions. We'll start a new thread up on the PopCultureNetwork.com forums for next week's episode, so feel free to use that thread to either ask us questions or suggest topics for the next podcast, and we'll go from there. We'll run with it.
And for all you YouTubers, just simply go to our website at www.popculturenetwork.com, click on the big forum button that you see right there on the front page, and go into the topic that says It Figures Podcast, and there you can join in on discussion and ask questions for a future episode.
Absolutely. So, guys, make sure you do that. And, I mean, while you're there, let's also send people back the other direction, too. We want to remind everybody again, if you have a YouTube account, if you ever visit YouTube, please take the time just to go to Pop Culture Network on YouTube and click that subscribe button for us. It'll help us out a ton. The more subscriptions, the better. So please, hit that button, spread the word for us, show us some love. Subscribe to Pop Culture Network on YouTube. So that is going to wrap up this week's episode. So as a reminder, guys, PopCultureNetwork.com has original content every single day, from podcasts to videos to news updates, comic book reviews. All kinds of great things are happening there. So check the page every single day. And while you're there, make sure you check out our online store at shoppcn.com, which you can also get to by clicking the store icon on the front page. Is there anything special in stock this week that you want to talk about?
Not really, but there's more of the same, because it is a Wednesday, as you're watching this, most likely, and it is New Comic Day, so there are the new comics that are released currently. Also, we do have new toys added every single day, new video games, new movies.
We just got music. A bunch of Rambo figures from the vintage Rambo line.
Yep.
Pretty sweet.
So, I mean, working in this store, you never know what's going to come through this door, and it does every single day. And we are closing in on close to 20,000 items listed on our web store. So, you know, take the time to go to shoppcn.com. If you're looking to buy Christmas presents, that's the best way of doing it, because you can have your friends go to the site, set up their wish list accounts, and you can buy from there, or you can just send them gift certificates, which are available on their website as well. A good way to help us and to help make it a little more easier for you on the holidays coming up.
Sweet. All right, and before we go, I'm going to turn it over to Stina to see if she's got anything to say since she's been so quiet for the last hour.
I've actually talked a lot more this time. Don't say that.
Do you have anything that you'd like to say to the fine folks at home? I put her on the spot.
You really did.
Now she doesn't know what to say at all.
Hope you guys had a great weekend.
Yeah.
Well, these two are going to have a great week because they're leaving for Jamaica.
That's right. That's right. One of my bestest buds is getting married on Friday in Jamaica, and we get to go all the way there to go to the wedding. So that'll be fun.
And they'll be back by recording of the next.
Yes. We will be back in town just in time to record next week's episode.
And hopefully not sunburnt.
And yeah, well.
I will be sunburned.
You will be sunburned. You always
or
are.
Or captured by pirates.
Or yes.
Dead
or
on
just
the beach.
Decided to stay there and just yes.
Or
come back.
Alcohol poison.
Alcohol poisoned is a possibility.
Yeah, I do have a lot of drinks to drink.
I hear the Jamaican facilities are world class.
I can't wait. All right, guys. Until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Stina.
We'll see you guys next week.
Jim, she's gonna go.